News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Just 16% of Irish people expect to travel abroad this year. That's according to new research from the CSO. Michael Durley, Irish Travel Agents Association, joins us. Michael, your reaction to these figures?
We find it fairly astounding based on talking to consumers all over the country. And I think I'd say the same to yourself, Shane. Are you going to go on holidays as soon as you can?
My answer to that is yes. But I don't think it'll be 2021, if I'm being totally honest, Michael. I'd love it if it was, but I don't think it will be.
We think it will. A lot of the predictions are based on the fact that there are three vaccines out there. It's all around the vaccine.
Yeah, no,
there
absolutely.
Only three. Now, when you get the fourth vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson, which appears to be pretty much a game changer, when you get that rolled into out to the community, it's going to bring forward people's confidence as to when they can travel, because they will have been vaccinated. Also, what's happening all over Europe at the minute, governments need tourism cash coming into their countries. And all the governments are trying to get situations in place where tourism will develop and will be safe. You take also situations like the International Air Transport Association, IATA. They're bringing out a travel pass so that when you make your booking, you're going to be told what you require to the country you're going into. You're going to be told where you can get your vaccination or where you can get tested. And you're going to be told what are the conditions when you arrive. So everything is building up to give consumers confidence to travel as soon as possible. We think generally within the trade, we think about September time is when the business will start opening up again and people will have the confidence to book their holidays. We all have seen some bookings coming through, not in huge numbers, but some coming through for skiing and also for Lapland around December time. So it's the 1st of March, the 2nd of March, and it's a bit early to call it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But our feeling is by the time June comes along with all the vaccinations out there, we've also had some of our own agents who deal with student travel and held focus groups. Students have said they're not going to stay in Ireland for house parties in 21. They're going to get out of the country wherever they can go. Most of them want to go to the States, obviously. So I didn't see the survey that the CEO did. Don't know when it was done or what question they asked. But anecdotal evidence would say as soon as people can get out there, the four vaccines will be out in the community.
Okay.
People are going to book and go.
Briefly, what do you think about this proposal from the EU, this digital green pass, a coronavirus vaccine passport? It's hoped might allow people to travel for a holiday or work. Just briefly.
Absolutely. There was one years ago, you used to have to get a yellow card stamped that you were vaccinated for a typhoid or yellow fever or whatever. So it's a similar kind of thing, and it would be brilliant. There is a society within Europe made up of private companies and some of the government agencies, and they're all promoting to get this done so that you have a travel passport effectively. It would be great to have it. We'd encourage it 100%.
Okay, we will leave it there. Michael Durley, Irish Travel Agents Association. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.